wake up. Well, I know I'm gonna be the man who. Hola, buenos días. Hoy estamos aquí, estamos muy contentos porque ha venido a visitarnos el colegio que tenemos como intercambio de cartas durante todo el año. Nuestros amigos del St. Monica School han venido 2 días al centro, han venido el jueves y ayer miércoles, y estamos haciendo un montón de actividades con ellos. Hemos jugado, les hemos enseñado el colegio, hemos hecho juegos tradicionales españoles, y ahora todos los niños de quinto han elaborado un montón de preguntas y quieren hacer unas entrevistas a nuestros niños visitantes. Así que os dejo con ellos.
My name is Juan. What is your name?
Rocklin.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yes.
Do you like your family?
Yes.
My name is Bruno.
What's your name?
Libby.
How many hours do it take the journey to Spain?
2 hours.
Do you like Spain?
Yes.
Hello, what's your name?
Oscar.
Hello, Oscar. What is your favorite subject?
Literacy.
And how many holidays do have you in the course?
6.
Wow.
Hello. How are you?
I am fine.
Okay. And what's the traditional food in London?
The traditional food in London is the Sunday roast, because we have it every Sunday.
Okay, and what do you do in Christmas?
In Christmas, on Christmas Eve, everyone does late Christmas shopping, and when they come home, they have to wrap it all nice in wraps and everything else. And next morning, under the tree, there'll be presents.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Hello, my name is Miriam. What's your name?
Chan.
Do you like pop music?
Yes.
Who is your favorite singer?
Daniel Bradbury.
Oh. Do you practice any sport?
Yes.
Which sport?
I practice gymnastics.
Have you got a favorite tennis player?
Serena Williams.
Oh, good.
Muy bien, chicos, pues ahora vamos a continuar. Estos han sido los alumnos de quinto A y vamos a continuar con los alumnos de quinto B. Un fuerte aplauso para ellos. Muy bien, chicos, pues continuamos con las entrevistas y ahora son los alumnos de quinto B los que han preparado su cuestionario de preguntas.
Adelante, Alejandra.
Hello, Jack. I'm going to do an interview. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue. It's always been blue.
Have you ever been to the beach?
I've been to the beach mainly in Essex.
Where were you born?
I was born in England.
What is your favorite fruit?
Strawberries. They refresh me.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years of age.
What is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is maths.
What is your favorite animals?
My favorite animals are dolphins and lions.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, I'm Miriam. I'm going to an interview to Jade. Hello, Jade. What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is turquoise because it's a nice color.
What is your favorite food?
My favorite food is chicken and chips because it's nice.
What is the name of your school?
The name of my school is St. Monica's Catholic Primary School.
What do you like?
I like playing on my Xbox.
What is your favorite football team?
Real Madrid.
What do you want to be when you are older?
You don't know it. Okay, she doesn't know.
Do you like summer or winter?
I like summer.
Do you like dolphins or sharks?
Dolphins, because they're nice.
Thank you.
Hello, Rafael.
Welcome to Spain. I want to do an interview to Rafael. I am Carlos. Hi.
Hi.
Do you like the school? Why?
I like the school because it's a very big school and I've never experienced a very big school before.
Where are you from?
I'm from England.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
How was your flight? It was easy?
My flight was good. It wasn't that easy because there was a delay on the flight, but we reached there eventually.
Do you like Madrid? Why?
I like Madrid because it's a very hot place, and especially because now it's summer, it's going to be even more hotter.
Thank you, Rafael, for this interview. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Leandro.
I'm Laura, and I'm going to say some questions about you. When is your birthday?
My birthday is December the 5th, 2007.
How old are you?
I am 10 years old.
In which country were you born?
I was born in England, but my parents were born in Cuba, so they taught me how to speak Spanish.
How is the school?
Our school is very good because there are nice teachers that care for us and then they teach us very well.
What is your favourite subject?
My favourite subject is maths because I feel like I'm good at numbers.
What subject do you learn?
We learn literacy, science, humanities, maths, RE, and some. And we do P.
Do you like staying here?
I like staying here because the children here give us comfort and they're always looking after us.
What did you see in Madrid?
Well, we had an opportunity to go around. We also went to the Bernabéu Stadium and we got to see different schools.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, my name is Lucia. I'm going to interview to Kelis. Do you work with tablets?
Yes.
How many days do you spend in Spain?
We spend 5 days in Spain.
What is the most important rule?
The most important rule in our school is you're not allowed to go to the toilet in lesson time and no talking over teachers.
What do your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is maths.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
What is you run of the school?
My favorite part of the school is playtime and when we do maths.
Thank you.
Okay, very good, children. Habéis hecho fantásticamente bien la entrevista, así que un fuerte aplauso al quinto B, que ahora continuaremos con quinto C. Un aplauso para ellos. Bien, chicos, pues continuamos con nuestra rueda de entrevistas y ahora le toca el turno a los alumnos de quinto C. Cuando queráis, chicos. Marcos.
My name is Marcos, and what your name?
My name is Kevin.
Can you tell me what typical food are in your country?
What?
What's your typical food in London? What is typical food in London?
Chicken and chips.
Fish and chips?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fish and chips.
And what is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is literacy.
I am Hector. How old are you?
I am 9.
What is your favorite part of Madrid?
My favorite part of Madrid is my favorite part of Madrid is the whole place. I mean the whole world.
Do you like Spain?
Yes.
Hello, what is your name?
My name is Elizabeth.
And how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay. Do you like my school? Why?
Yes, because it is very exciting and I've made new friends.
Okay, what is your favorite place of England?
It depends.
Okay. Hello, I'm Raul. What is your name?
My name is Kiana.
And how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Okay, how was your journey?
My journey was stressful because I felt tired in the plane, but we managed to get there on time.
Okay. And which Spanish food do you like the most?
Like chips.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, I am Natalia. What is your name?
Alicia.
And how old are you?
10.
What is the name of your school?
St. Monica's.
And where are you from?
I'm London.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, y ahora también tenemos aquí a los cuatro profesores que han venido con estos niños y nos gustaría que empezara Inma, por ejemplo, que es nuestro contacto allí, es una profesora que ya es española, pero está trabajando en este colegio. Buenos días, Inma.
Hola, buenos días a todos.
Estamos encantados de teneros aquí en el colegio y me gustaría que nos contaras pues un poquito acerca de vuestra experiencia. Es el segundo año que venís aquí al centro. ¿Qué os ha parecido? ¿Si os lo veis muy distinto a cómo es el cole allí o es igual?
Sí, pues estamos encantados también con vosotros. El año pasado vinimos y alucinamos. El recibimiento que tuvimos fue increíble. Nos recibiste con un concierto de gaitas, todo el mundo aplaudiendo, tenías juegos y actividades preparadas para nosotros. Los niños se relacionaron muy bien con los vuestros, tenéis muy buen nivel de inglés. Ellos también aprendieron un poquito de español, lo que pudieron estos días. Y sí, es una experiencia muy intensa, son poquitos días, estamos haciendo un montón de actividades sin parar, pero vamos, es una experiencia única para los niños y esperamos poderla repetir otra vez. El colegio, pues la educación en Inglaterra es bastante diferente, pero bueno, al fin y al cabo los niños son niños y son niños en todas partes.
Y disfrutan igual.
Disfrutan igual,
en
sí.
En todos los sitios, la verdad es que sí. Y este año la recepción ha sido muy parecida, porque también nos recibimos con las gaitas, las actividades. Yo creo que este año están disfrutando también bastante.
Sí, ¿no? Sí, quedaron muy sorprendidos con todo, pero vamos, están encantados con la comida, con los juegos tradicionales españoles que no conocían allí y sí, y lo cariñosos y amables que son vuestros alumnos, nosotros, los profesores
gracias.
También.
Bueno, también me gustaría escuchar la opinión de... ¿Los puedes presentar, por favor?
Sí, tengo a Kim a mi lado, que es una chica, otro miembro del staff aquí en Londres. Os va a dar unas palabras también.
What do you think about our school?
Well, I must say I really love this school. This is my second year of coming here and I cannot thank the children and the staff. They make us feel so welcome every time we come. It's an honor to come and visit your school.
Okay, thank you. Tenemos aquí al señor Antonius. También nos va a explicar un poco su experiencia. What's your experience in this school, sir?
It was an amazing experience. Yeah. Thank you for welcoming us here. And yeah, I have to say that your education system is amazing. And well done to St. Gabriel's Primary School for hosting us. Well done.
Okay, thank you. And the last teacher?
And we have our year 5 teacher, Mr. D, is also going to say about his experience. Va a contar sobre su experiencia.
Hello. My name is Mr. Day, for short. The name is Davern, but because most of the kids find it very hard to say Davern, they call me Mr. Day. I'm so happy to be at your school. It is an amazing school. It is massive. It is enormous. The children are welcoming. Staff amazingly welcoming as well. And just a tremendous atmosphere. So we're all happy to be here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you to you too. Bueno, muchísimas gracias a todos por venir a visitarnos y queremos despedir este programa especial de radio de vuestra visita aquí al colegio con un fuerte aplauso y con gracias, ¿no? Así que muchísimas gracias por venir y un aplauso muy fuerte.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Gracias. Adiós.